Man on Pink Corner. Imagine you bringing up Francisco Real that way, out of the clear blue sky, him dead and gone and all. Because I met the man, even if this wasn't exactly his stomping ground. His was more up in the north, up around Guadalupe Lake and Bataria. Truth is, I doubt if I crossed paths with the man more than 3 times, and all 3 were on a single night, though it's not the one I'll be likely ever to forget. It was the night La Lujanera came home to sleep at my place. Just like that, just up and came. And the same night Rosendo Juarez left Maldonado never to return. Of course, you probably haven't had the experience you'd need to recognize that particular individual's name, but in his time, Rosendo Juarez, the sticker they called him, was one of the toughest customers in Villa Santa Rita. He was fierce with a knife, was Rosendo Juarez, as you'd expect with a moniker like that. And he was one of Don Nicolás Paredes' men, Don Nicolás being one of Morel's men. He'd come into the cat house just as dandified as you can imagine, head to foot in black, with his belt buckle and studs and all of silver. Men and dogs both had a healthy respect for him, and the whores did too. Everybody knew 2 killings had been laid to him already. He wore a tall sort of hat with a narrow brim, which sat down like this on a long mane of greasy hair. Rosendo was favored by fortune, as they say, and we boys in the neighborhood would imitate him right down to the way he spit. But then there came a night that showed us Rosendo Juarez's true colors. It's hard to believe, but the story of that night, a night as strange as any I've ever lived through, began with an insolent red-wheeled hack crammed with men, banging and...